Hi. Welcome to another episode of Paulton Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and we've got an old friend of the show, Arnold Alderman, back again. Hi, all. Arnold, how's everything going?
Going very well and very busily, Alex.
Oh, really? Busy? What's up?
Well, there's all sorts of activity going on in the industry, and I tend to get involved in most of the leading edge stuff.
Got you. You know, and also everybody's buzzing around with APEC around the corner. I mean, not in the geographic terms or, time terms, but in actions that have to be done, papers have to be booked, speakers have to be signed.
That's correct. And right now we're organizing the industry sessions, and that requires a lot of work lining up the speakers. And then, of course, there's the technical seminars that are three-hour sessions on learning new design aspects for power.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are we going to talk about for this podcast, Arnold?
Well, we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and that is efficiency standards. I've been involved with these standards since 2006. When the California Energy Commission was just starting out with their external power supply standards work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing is that efficiency is on everybody's tongue. We're all talking about it. Everybody seems to be trying to achieve something. There are agencies involved in it. I mean, what's the real scope of the quote-unquote efficiency standards effort?
It's very, very large. It covers the globe. In fact, it's so large that PSMA installed an efficiency standards database in their website several years ago to aid designers and managers so that they could stay on top of the various standards work that was in process. And information on power supply efficiency standards are available at this website, which is www.psma.com/technical-forums/energy-efficiency/database, or just go to the PSMA website and check in the upper left-hand corner for the database.
There you go. There's no costs involved or anything?
It's free.
Excellent.
The only thing we ask is that you sign up for the use of it so that we can maintain and make sure that people are getting the right information.
Okay. What's the scope? I mean, how big? What does it cover?
Well, it covers four global regions, 23 countries, 36 agencies, over 131 regulations, and over 80 different applications. And this is all just for power supply and associated equipment.
Hmm.
It's a great place to get connected to agency work and to learn about other areas of standards that are going on. Some of the top activity is being conducted by Energy Star, California Energy Commission, Eco Design, which is a European initiative,
mm-hmm.
And then there are countries that are members of the Asia-Pacific Partnership, which is a harmonization organization creating standards that will work with each other throughout these countries. And the countries are United States, Canada, Australia, Japan, and then countries like China, India, and Korea.
Really? Well, you know, the other thing there is 130 regulations. All of these countries, all of these agencies, you know, are they really effective? Is it too many regulations or not enough regulations? What do you think?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. And the answer is absolutely. Probably the best example of successful impact is the California Energy Commission efficiency standards for the refrigerator.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, in 1974, there was a shortage of oil, and everyone became concerned about power consumption. Well, Dr. Rosenfeld, who became a member of the California Energy Commission and is known as the founder of efficiency standards, went to Washington for a workshop that lasted a month, and then had been called by the president.
Well, there's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, out of that came the enactment of the first standards regarding the limiting of power consumption for refrigerators. Since 1974, the refrigerator power consumption has steadily diminished.
Hmm.
So that today it is at a point it was in 1950.
Well, in fact, yeah.
I just heard the other day a very interesting statistic that said that the iPod consumes more power than your refrigerator.
But I think they were also adding the logistics tail involved with the iPod. I think I read that report as well. But you make a very good point. The refrigerators, to even throw it into the ballpark there, I mean, the refrigerators do consume only a few hundred watts as opposed to over 1,000 watts in the old times.
Exactly. So it's a very interesting statement, but I don't have all the details.
Understood. Like I said, I believe they were talking a little bit about the logistics tail involved, but the bottom line is, to even have that type of a conversation where a refrigerator can be offered as an example of an energy-efficient device nowadays is considered normal, whereas in the 50s, you're right, it was considered a huge power hog in the household.
Yes.
So, now, let's talk a little bit about these efforts, right? How important is it, or actually it's obviously, it is important, but how would you place the importance for designers and managers to stay on top of it? What kind of efforts are going on right now? How does that all fit together today?
Well, it's very important. And the reason it's very important is that these standards can affect almost every aspect of your product. I know one power supply company that spent over a year redesigning their product line to comply with a recently enacted standard.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone wants to get up to speed and participate influencing the direction of the standards, they need to take advantage of the PSMA database.
Mm-hmm. And obviously participate.
And that's the thing. We encourage you to get started and to and get involved in the creation of the standards. The agencies are looking for feedback. They're looking for the feedback of reality in the industry. And although in many cases they get pushback, they also get advocacy from the industry saying, these standards could be even higher because the technology is available.
Yes, very much so.
Now, where they may start would be, you might start with the California Energy Commission or Energy Star Works. For instance, Energy Star right now is doing work on a new standard for solid-state lighting, working on revision 1.0 for data center storage, and version 1.0 for small network equipment, and standard for the next standard for central air conditioning. With California Energy Commission, they're working on existing buildings, but also that includes the equipment going in these buildings. They cover water heating systems, residential buildings, Title 20 appliances. So many people on the call may be working on drives and converters for appliances.
Mm-hmm.
And there's new homes and solar systems for solar systems.
Well, there is so much going on. I mean, when you really think about it. But so now, considering all what's going on and considering where the landscape is, what is your advice? What would you like the audience to leave this conversation with?
Okay, I encourage everybody involved with the design or the management of design and marketing of products that are affected by efficiency standards to get involved and to get constantly updated, because these standards may be a version 1.0 today, but in another year it may be 2.0, and you've got to look at all of the impact that it will have on your design. So definitely one way or another, your products are going to be affected, and you should stay current.
Well, that's an excellent point. Hey, I want to thank you again, Arnold, for taking the time to come out to us and giving us a little bit of that wisdom about all of the various things that we need to be on top of. I can't wait to hear what you're going to talk about next time.
Well, my pleasure, Alex, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with the people on this podcast.
The pleasure is ours. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience, of course. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.